You're no good, I have. That is right, everybody. It is Sunday, 1:10 a.m. on the dot. We are here, Radio Valencia. My name is DJ Strickland the Dills, joined, of course, by DJ Shawa. Let me hear you. Let me hear you.
I don't hear you yet. Hold on. Keep talking.
I'm not getting you at all.
There it is.
Okay. We got a loose mic situation.
Got a loose mic.
Okay, loose mic cable.
Once you get it right,
then you should be good to go.
I think if I tuck it up here.
Listen, this is quality radio right here.
Hey, just let me tuck it.
Just let me tuck it.
I think we're good.
So once again, it is last call all over the city, but it ain't last call here. At RadioValencia.fm. Let's get it.
Dillionaires.
We'll be right back.
And we are back, Radio Valencia, Dive Bar Radio. My name, again, DJ Straight Willie Dills, joined, of course, by DJ Shawa.
Who doesn't have a DJ name yet?
Okay, DJ Shawa, we have decided, though, we do like. And by the way, I do have a little bumper for you. You want to check it out?
Okay, yeah.
Here we go. You ready? You ready? You got to pay close attention.
Okay.
It's very short, but it's pretty cool. Here we go. I spent a long time on this.
Okay.
DJ Shawa. There we go. All right, DJ Shawa in the house. You got to hear the one that I made for Jacob, because that's the funniest one. But he's not here. No DJ Playboy in the building tonight.
We can't air it until he's here.
I mean, we can.
We could.
I kind of want you to hear it.
Do you think he's listening?
I hope he's listening. I mean, I texted the boys.
Okay.
The boys are out there somewhere. We are going to be joined tonight by potentially DJ JM.
Yeah.
And apparently, DJ Dan Sorge, the APA tournament. What do we call him? He's the league operator.
Yes,
he's the Golden Gate SF or Golden Gate APA league operator.
Yes.
So it's a big time celebrity coming
Pretty
to join
much.
Us tonight. Yeah, I mean, he kind of runs the pool scene if you think about it.
Yeah,
for people who don't know what we're talking about. In San Francisco, well, all over the country, there is this thing called APA, which is American Pool Players Association. They run leagues that are kind of built for amateurs to high-level players, right?
Yeah, all levels.
You get handicapped, and you play matches. This is actually how me and Shawa first met, is in an APA match. And he's running a few leagues out of the hall, which for anybody who's new, this is what we are. We are bartenders at the hall, the newest and hottest pool hall in the heart of the Mission in San Francisco. Tonight, we got a few things to get to. I have a couple of stories, like local stories, about local bars in SF. And we may or may not get to some Yelp reviews. We'll see about that. We do, of course, have the stalwart game,
yes.
Who's the Biggest Slut, which we are going to play. We got some music to play for you guys, and we're just going to shoot the shit and hang out. We're in the clubhouse right now, so let's start with this, Shawa, DJ Shawa.
Okay.
We just witnessed the cops out front of our spot as we were closed, messing with some kid. I don't know what the kid did.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
He didn't look to me like he was a threat.
Yeah.
If I were to see him, I wouldn't think, oh, yeah, this guy's dangerous.
Yeah, there were no, like, loud explosions or,
no.
or like, things crashing or anything.
No. But there's three cops. They pull up. They got him up against the wall. He's got his hands out. Then they... I think they handcuffed him
they
at one point.
They frisked him pretty
they
well.
They frisked him pretty well.
Very well.
Then they went to the car to check out, I guess, his history or whatever, his record. By the way, the permanent record, was that like the scariest thing when you were a little kid?
The permanent
record. This will
record.
Go on your permanent record.
Except that they expunge that when you're 18,
oh,
right?
I hope. I really hope.
Right.
I don't have a lot of skeletons in my closet, but I've done some things, you know?
I've never checked.
I don't want the
I
cops.
I don't check my closet.
Sure. Okay. But I also have some good stuff. I have a college degree on there. I have lots of work history. Some nice things I've done. I got a couple of tournament wins under my belt. We'll get to that later. But I don't know. There's just something so scary about someone being able to just look up all of your life.
Yeah, all of everything.
In a second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then here's the other thing, too. Like, the other thing about this. Oh, we got a guest. You want to let him in while
I will get the door.
All right, you get the door while I keep doing this. The other thing about this is that drove me kind of crazy watching this is these are three people who don't know this kid at all. They're he's walking down the street. I don't know what he did. They suddenly ruin his night, ruin maybe his next, like, month or so, whatever. They end up writing him a ticket. But this is why the cops are just kind of like a big gang. Because it's like, these people don't know this kid at all. They walk up to him, write him a ticket, and now it's like, oh, and by the way, you owe us money. So doesn't that just feel a little bit like extortion?
Oh.
Like the cops could just walk up to some random kid, and then suddenly now it's like, oh, and also you owe us hella money.
It's all about extortion.
It's crazy. It's just, to me, it's like, it's just gang stuff, you know? So both me and Shawa were out there. Not feeling great about it, but we were like, we got to watch this because I don't know. I just don't trust the situations
anymore.
It's just
like, just being there sometimes is enough to make a
deter.
Situation much better for somebody.
I hope so. I really do hope so.
That's true.
Anyway, that was the very end of our night, but let's talk about the shift. Pretty chill one, although I have to change DJ Carmudgeon's DJ name, DJ Lucas. I hope he's listening right now. DJ Lucas will forever now be known as DJ Callout. called out of his shift today, this morning, which is fine. I get it. People get
okay,
sick.
DJ Holla.
DJ Holla, okay. DJ Sniffles, he's a little sick tonight. He wasn't there at the hall today. And, oh, thank you. We got presents from Mr. Sorge here. Love that. Love that.
Everybody.
You want to try our
buzzball?
Our elf buzzball?
Yeah.
It's very Christmassy.
We should have a new segment called Bartenders on Buzzballs.
Buzzball bartending?
Yeah. Buzzball bartending.
100% bet it's terrible.
It's well, okay. You be the judge, Dan. By the way, you could basically grab any of these mics, any of these headphones, and pop on. I think they're all on at this moment.
Pick.
Everything is on.
Pick one and we'll
turn and I just turn the juice up on everything.
Yeah.
You're going to need to move it closer, though. You don't have to lean like that the whole time. Look at this one right here. This one has a whole arm. Take your pick, Dan.
Well, I mean, give me a buzzball.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Oh, buzzball Dan right has here. A radio voice.
Dan has a radio voice. I knew he did.
Yeah.
I knew he would. Dan, we'll give the people in Radioland a little bit about yourself, you know? Tell us, we kind of gave him, what do you think, by the way, first about the buzzball?
Oh, my God.
Syrupy, sweet.
Fucking disgusting. it tastes like Christmas.
Yeah, and, very Christmassy, right?
Exactly.
No, I mean, I'm happy about it. Like, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
It accurately represents the holiday, which
is... By the way, do not eat chips into the mic, okay? You can eat chips. Just not into the mic.
We already did that. already did that.
look, what haven't we done on this show? So Mr. Dan Sorge, before we get into how our shift was tonight, why don't you tell the people who you are and why we should care?
Oh, I mean, my name is Dan Sorge, and you should fucking 100% not care.
Oh, okay. All right. Good answer.
I'm friends with these folks. They both work at the hall, and I knew them both before that.
True.
And I love these people. They're good folks, and I'm glad you're listening.
You tell us a lot about us. I want to hear about you.
Yeah, enough about us. Enough about us.
Who are you, Dan?
Who am I?
Who are you?
I mean, that's a fucking good question.
We were just hyping you up, man. We were like, he's a big deal in the pool scene in San Francisco.
No,
and you are.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm just
humble.
I'm a degenerate in San Francisco, and I like to play pool.
True.
And I hope you do too. And I mean, we'll see each other if that's the case.
That is correct.
There you go. All right. So Dan's going to hang out with us as long as he wants, basically. I mean, we're not kicking you out until we're done. You brought some friends. Welcome, friends. Hanging out on the couch over here in the green room. We may or may not get you guys on the mic, too, at some point if we get to some game. We have this game we're going to play.
Yeah, we have the game.
Yeah, this is kind of our signature game right here. So we'll get to that a little later.
Oh.
But, Shawa, let's talk about the shift. DJ Lucas called out. DJ Carmudgeon. DJ Callout. DJ Sniffles.
I know. I really have nothing to say because
it was so chill and easy, and it was all APA people, and we just have a blast, and yeah.
Lucas wasn't there.
He wasn't there. I bartended for the first 3 hours before you showed up.
I mean, he is the party.
He is the party. I know.
He's
Lucas
the party.
Brings the party. Yeah.
Yeah, he's my walking party.
And I missed him a little bit tonight. I was also, when I saw the text from him, because my schedule is fucking awful for an adult human being. Basically, it's like I close every night of the week. I go home. I stay up way too late because it's like I need a moment to hang out with my dog, watch a movie, do whatever. And then I sleep most of the day.
Masturbate.
Get up to watch the dog. Well, of course. Get up to walk the dog. Go back and take another nap, and then wake up like literally an hour before I have to be at the hall. Because luckily, I live close enough to work that I can just you know.
Well, an hour is plenty of time.
That's so much time, dude. Yeah. It's usually way too much time. But
you're
so
like doing your makeup.
So I feel like so I feel like I don't really get to do anything but work at the hall, go home, and try to relax. So he texts me at 11, something like that. But I don't get the text until like 3, And I'm just like, oh, okay. So I'm thinking instantly, I'm like, oh, so that means I have to bartend for the first 3 hours. I know this.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this guy. He's coming in hot.
I know.
By the way, we have some shot glasses here, too, if anybody needs them. But I'm just going to go old school here.
Like if you want to be classy or
if you want to be classy. We don't require that around here.
No.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah. But, you know, it's like I feel a little hungover and shitty, too. But I'm like, nah, all right, push through. Then I start thinking about who else is working. Shawa, I know you're going to be there. We hung out last night, so.
Yeah.
But then JM, that's a wild card, who also might be joining us.
JM might come here.
He might come here. He though is
JM's not a wild card.
Well, he's one of our best servers. He's on the show last week. Everybody heard him sing the Billie Eilish song, which was beautiful. If he comes in tonight, we'll try to get him to do another karaoke song.
Yes.
But he, you never know, is what I'm saying. Sometimes he just is like, Nick's going to cover me. You know what I mean? And then I don't get my JM time. So, but JM did come in. He worked really hard. He did good. He played Taylor, our door guy, in an APA match.
I know that. I wish we could have watched that because
I heard that JM was down, and then pulled it out at the end. Are you looking for a bathroom? Okay. Because it's right here. Anybody who is looking for one. But so he, you know, he comes in, he works, he gets the service shift, so he's off. He gets to play a little APA. We need to figure out how we can play Sunday APA, by the way.
I know.
Dan, we're going to propose this to the ownership that me and Shawa, who always work, sorry, DJ Shawa, who always works Sundays, we need to be able to play in this league.
We can switch off at the bar.
I mean, first of all, I would fucking love it.
Okay. Yeah, Dan's like, I'm down. Yeah.
Like, I, you know, I'm not the one that's stopping you.
No, true. What I'm saying is back me up when I tell them. Just be like, everybody would, because in my opinion, here's how I feel about it. Everybody in APA would love it if the bartenders were participating. Like, people ask us all the time.
Yeah.
If we could play a game with them real quick.
Like, or why aren't we playing?
Why, yeah. And it's like, well, because we're working.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh. Which seems obvious.
We were talking about adding a button. Adding a button that you can buy a bartender game for $5. And a bartender will be able to come around.
You can rent the bartender. Yeah.
$5, 15 minutes. You know?
Oh.
Well, play a match.
Well, game rent. I was thinking more like 20.
20, okay.
You get the bartender at your table.
But like it's, I don't know, to me this is like part of customer service. I'm just a hospitality guy. You know, I'm just trying to take care of my people.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, yeah, like tonight... Shawa, when it's me and you, it's
tonight was
always
very chill.
It's always, I know there's going to be no issues.
Yeah.
We did have one guy pass out in front of the hall.
Oh, that was before I was there.
That was before you were there. Apparently, Dan did see this man.
I saw the guy.
He was like, I'm going to let this man sleep it off. You know?
Well, I mean, I actually, like, I thought about coming in and like, getting someone to kick him out, but at the same time.
It would be me. He kept getting me to kick him out.
I mean, at the same time, I was like, you know what? This guy's not really fucking...
He wasn't doing anything wrong.
Well, I didn't trip over him or anything.
No,
so
he was actually tucked away in the corner. He was behind, like, the gate. He was trying to get out of the cold. I get it, you know?
I mean, I felt really bad about it. Like, I mean, you know, that was my consensus. I was like, you know, this kind of sucks, but, like, it looks bad for the hall. But at the same time... I don't, you know.
We don't have a see something, say something policy at the hall, okay?
Right.
Unless it comes to, like, something really, really bad. A guy just sleeping. I mean, I did kick him out. I did have to go out there and was like, hey, man, gotta get up, gotta go somewhere else. By the way, when I went to the store after the shift, he was sleeping on the stairs. He was still sleeping. Peacefully, too. Looked very peaceful. I just kind of wanted to put a little blanket over him and tuck him in, you know?
Yeah.
But like when he got up, he was very apologetic. It took him a while to get to his feet. He was clearly absolutely shit-faced, but we've all been there.
He seemed like a nice guy.
There you go. You
know? Maybe he just needed a fucking nap.
Maybe he just needed a nap.
Just
Thank
a
you, Dan.
Bit out of the cold, you know?
Thank you, Dan. All right. One day we're going to play the douche not a douche game, which I've been hyping up for a while. I'm going to get a sound clip of Dan. Dan is clearly not a douche. You can just see that right there.
Well, thank you.
Right there. All right, let's play some music here. Let's chill for a second. Let's maybe go outside, have a smoke. I'm playing some songs. These are all basically songs my old band. Well, several of my old bands have covered at some point.
Then I went with your theme, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The songs that I picked.
So basically all night tonight, the music is going to be songs that either me or Shawa
has covered. In a band.
Can I throw one in?
Well, of course.
Just like a monkey wrench?
Let me get this musical break going, and then we'll get right to it. Once again, everybody, you are listening to Dive Bar Radio right here on RadioValencia.fm. My name, DJ Straight Willie Dills. That's DJ Shawa. We've got DJ Dan Sorge in the house. We might introduce some of our other guests here in a little bit, but let's go ahead and play this. This is One After 909 by the Beatles. Not the song that most people would cover from the Beatles, but one of my favorite Beatles songs. So here we go. Let's get to it. We'll be right back after this musical break.
One for us, save your roulette, confess. Eyes closed, pal.
Hello, my friend!
RadioValencia.fm.
That is right, everybody. Dive Bar Radio back. We are back. My name is DJ Straight Willie Dills. We are on RadioValencia.fm. We got DJ Shawa.
Yow.
We got DJ Dan Sorge. We got to figure out a DJ name for Dan Sorge.
We got to figure DJ out. DJ Tanner.
DJ Tanner. Okay.
Oh my God. Even he has a DJ name already. Am I the only one?
Hold on. We got DJ Will.
Who, no, DJ Meow.
DJ Meow.
Am I the only one who doesn't have a DJ name?
I guess. I'm so sorry. We'll get you a DJ name. We gotta let it happen organically.
I've been saving up for one for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna come to us. I said though that I like DJ Shawa. I just think it sounds good. It rolls off the tongue. You know? If I had a name as cool as Shawa, I might just stick with it. And by the way, my DJ
but
name
nobody
is
nobody uses their real name as the
mine is DJ Straight Willie Dills.
Okay, but there's other stuff involved.
There's other stuff. Yeah, there's other stuff. We haven't talked, by the way, about why it's Straight Willie Dills. This is like a running joke in the golf league that I run. I run a golf league that's kind of similar to what APA is. It's called the Mediocre Golf Association. And it's built around people who are shitty at golf and giving them a chance to compete at a semi-high level with other people who also suck at golf. And we have, this is now, we started in 2006, so we're almost year 20. We've done 16 world championships in Vegas. It started as a joke with me and my buddy John, and it turned into a thing. We have 100 chapters all around the country now, like 7,000 members, something like that. It's ridiculous that it exists. But when we started this golf league, there was a show called The Pickup Artist on VH1. I don't know if you guys remember this.
I think so.
There was this guy, Mystery. He was a pickup artist.
He like
Mystery.
Taught. He like
Mystery. Okay, you guys remember the show?
Yep,
yes.
Yep.
Okay, Dan, totally just move that closer to you so that you can just use it when it, or just turn this one. Either one. Yeah. Either one is good.
Now this is good.
Okay, this is good. So on that show, which I only think it went one season. There was a guy who they thought looked like me, but he's on this show where it's the whole show is about teaching like nerds how to pick up chicks in nightclubs. It was the dumbest thing ever.
Like very method based, right?
Yeah, they're like, you got to open the set and then you have to nag her. Like it's the beginning of Red Pill. This is before Red Pill was really a thing.
That's true.
It was PUA, pickup artist. So dumb. But they actually had a whole show. There was a guy who looked like me, they said, and they were like, but he's gay. He's definitely gay. And he's on this show trying to pick up chicks. And they were like, that's gay Willie Dills. And they were like, you're straight Willie Dills. That's gay Willie Dills. And then it just stuck. So
I need a peacock, bro.
Dude.
That's right.
Shawa is the queen of peacocking, by the way.
What?
Yeah. Do you know what peacocking is?
Is it a pickup artist
It is a pickup artist thing. Yeah. It just means like you wear cool shit that is like a talking point.
Ah, okay.
Like items that people will be like, oh, what is that? Like your earrings.
Oh, God.
You're peacocking with those earrings right now, for sure.
Is that what people think? That I want to talk to them?
That you're peacocking?
Like, really?
if you wanted to open a set, they might be like, oh, I love your earrings. Yeah. If you open a set. But DJ Shawa doesn't open sets.
I had no idea that.
People
what.
Open a set with you. That's how that works.
That's right.
Anyway, that show was great. I really hope they do a second season. All right, let's talk about the holiday party at the hall.
The holiday party.
It was fantastic. Did you have a good time, DJ Shawa?
It was great. It was great. Except that I got knocked out of the...
Who did you lose to?
Yuko.
Oh, wow.
Right? The first game.
Yuko's
first
very good
game,
at pool.
I had to play my boss.
Yeah.
Who's very good.
Can I just ask who won the tournament? I mean...
You can.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know.
I won the tournament, yes.
Oh, it was really?
Yes. DJ Straight Willie Dills won the tournament. I will say... Okay.
Oh.
I will say...
No surprise
I will say
there.
My first match, My first match. Well, we were trying to handicap it. We were doing nine ball APA.
Yeah,
style.
They did handicap.
So like the
it.
Points, nine ball points, and all that. I was trying to handicap it so that everybody had a fair shake. But we were also cutting the race in half because otherwise it would take a long time, right? So I'm playing as a seven. I have to get to, I think, 55 as a seven. Dan, you probably know this, right?
That might not have been in the benefit of some of us.
Well, Jacob, who I played against in the first round, we gave him a three because he's decent, but he doesn't play a lot of pool.
But like, I usually catch up.
Okay.
So if you cut, right? So that if you cut it in half, then it's harder.
By the way, I got a text from Steve, who's one of the program directors here, one of the coolest guys I know. He's saying DJ Dan Sword should be DJ Surge.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Steve Courtney?
No. It might be. I don't know what his last name actually is. I call him Steve Elks, is what I call him. Because
That's Steve Courtney.
Okay, yeah. Elks Club Steve, yeah. He had a button at my old dive bar, The Peaks. And he also is, he's the one who trained me on how to do all this stuff that we're doing right now. And apparently he's listening. So
nice.
What's up, Steve?
Hello.
Holla.
So DJ Surge, I like it. Although we also have Sergio.
Well, how about DJ Sarge?
DJ Sarge.
I'll take either one.
The Sergeant Sarge.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want.
The Pool Sergeant.
The Pool Sergeant. Everybody goes to Dan with all their problems, and then they also try to snake him into paying for pool time, apparently, these days, which I find fun.
Let's not talk about
that. Okay, we won't talk about that. Let's talk about the holiday party. So, yes, so we did have a tournament. Now, when we started the tournament, we didn't really know, I didn't know, what we were playing for.
Yeah, but, what were we playing for?
So, here's what we ended up getting, basically. So, there will be a plaque, and my name will be on the plaque as the first winner of the holiday staff tournament, I guess.
And it'll be annual.
And it'll be on the wall, and everybody wins. We'll add a name.
Okay.
I also am getting a custom one-of-one hall hoodie, which I'm very excited about.
Ooh.
Yeah. With the logo and everything. I don't know what they're going to...
Wait, so you're going to get, like, the hoodie with the fucking hall logo?
The hall logo, yeah.
I'm jealous.
Of course. I mean, look, I had no idea that was going to be on the table. I was just like, I just want to win because I want to win. Like,
I can't wait to get our t-shirts.
No, our t-shirts are coming, too. By the way, we're all getting... the hall t-shirts with, I think our names are going to be on them. And I think it's going to say the OG crew because we are the first crew at the hall. And then as we go into the finals, so I had to beat Jacob first. To be fair, that wasn't that hard. DJ Playboy. Oh, hold on. Wait. hold on.
I am DJ Playboy.
Everybody a new round. Okay, you should be proud of that.
I'm really proud of it.
That's amazing.
I'm really proud of it. DJ Playboy, I had to beat him in the first round. Again, like I said, I'm playing as a seven. He's playing as a three. I beat him. Then my next match, Modi. My next match is Modi. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So, obviously, this was highly anticipated. Everybody got really into this one. He's playing as an eight, so he was giving me some balls. And I will say, by the end of the match, I needed one, and I'm breaking. And I make three balls on the break, and then the cue ball scratches. And he only needed, like, six or seven. I'm like, Modi's definitely going to run six or seven balls now. But he did run, and then he still needed two, but then he was breaking. So he needs two, I need one, he's breaking. He breaks dry. And it leaves me a bank on the one ball, and I nail it, dude. I just nailed this bank. It was like a full table-length bank. One of the proudest moments I've had in pool in quite a while to take down Modi. Then my last opponent, Taylor.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is he?
He's a 7-2. So it's an even race.
So it's an even race.
So now what we did is, because it's the finals, we were going to do...
So you didn't get it easy.
I did not get an easy way.
No, not
at all.
That you had to work.
But I think the DJ JM is at the door.
I'll go get the
JM is at the door.
So, but here's the thing. The last race, we were like, we're going to do the full race. So it's 55 points. And I played Taylor. And me and Taylor, by the way, at this point, had never played even a single game of pool against each other. And I just spanked him. I just spanked him. I beat him like 55-30 or something like that. Like it was. JM, you probably heard the story today. Hi, JM. Welcome, Taylor. We're talking about the holiday party. Oh. DJ JM, get on the mic because we're talking about the holiday party. You're here just at the right time.
Where's
his
headphones?
Where's the shit?
So he needs headphones and a mic, is what he needs. Are there any more headphones around?
Well,
I feel like there's a lot. Oh, okay. Okay.
I was gonna.
DJ Meow is giving up.
Can I play one song?
Well, we're already gonna play a song after this. We can add another one for you, too, for sure.
Are we doing karaoke?
But we're in the middle of a segment right now, Dan.
Are we doing karaoke?
JM, we are gonna do. You're not on the mic right now, by the way. You're just talking into the void.
I know.
Let's get you a mic. Just turn that one towards you. That one right there.
Turn that one around.
I'm your father.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right.
Oh, it's correct.
So anyway, then me and Taylor play our match, and Modi comes up and he goes, "We got one more prize that we're going to give away to the winner. You get to play Shane Van Boning." So, right now, on Dive Bar Radio, RadioValencia.fm, we are going to let the people know that the number one U.S. player in the world, I guess technically Fedor Gorst is higher, so he's number two.
Know your numbers, Willie.
Okay. Shane Van Boning has been number one for years, though.
No, but
and
Phil
he's now number two.
First.
Well, no, Josh, that's the world, though. I'm talking about the U.S.
Are we going by Fargo?
Yeah, by Fargo it goes Fedor, or no, it goes Filler, Fedor, and then the Copenhagen twins. Or
give me a second, Willie.
The Co twins.
I gotta look.
Okay,
it up.
Yeah, look it up. Anyway, but Shane is coming to the hall. He's going to be there for 3 days. He's going to basically play anybody, all take on all comers for what is it, 125? Dan? We can really hear
top,
you rattling around
top,
in that chip bag, by
top,
the way.
Turn it towards you. I can't say it.
Turn it towards you.
Top 100 USA.
Shawa, help this man.
He can't.
I actually can't say anything.
Top 100.
Okay, Dan can't say
anything. He's not allowed to say anything.
JM, what do we got?
Shane Van Boning is second.
He's second in the USA.
Yeah.
To Fedor Gorst, right?
Yeah.
I'm right. Okay. Thank you.
Good.
So he's coming to the hall.
Finally, you're right, Willie.
He's going to play for 3 days, taking on all comers. It's races to three, I believe, and you can pick the game. 8-ball, 9-ball, or 10-ball, as far as I understand.
Oh.
Now, I'm really in the weeds about what I should pick when I play him.
Mm.
Like, I feel like maybe I should pick 8-ball because that's the game I play the most, but I know he's very good at 8-ball, so...
Mm.
I'm thinking 9-ball because there's more randomness.
What's that?
Table size?
I don't know.
What table size?
Talking to the mic. Put that real close
to you. How about one pocket?
What table size would you play him?
I mean...
You want to play him on a 7-footer?
I would prefer to play him on a 7-footer.
Or a 9-foot?
If I play him on a 9-footer, I feel like he has the advantage, honestly. Because I play on the 7-footers way more than I play on the 9-footers. And he's going to be good on every table.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like I have to pick the table that's best for me and just hope that
you should just wear your shortest
like, to
mini
beat,
skirt.
This guy?
Okay, now we're talking. to beat SVB, what I'm going to have to do is probably break and run at least twice.
Okay.
Realistically.
So, let's say it's a three.
Into the mic.
Let's say it's a three-game race.
Uh-huh.
It's either 8-ball, 9-ball, or 10-ball.
Sure.
No, it still depends, though.
Well, I can pick it, though, right?
You can either do, like...
Hang on. Hang on a second. Shut the fuck up.
We're planning right now.
All right. It's either 8-ball, 9-ball, or 10-ball.
Yeah.
And then you get to pick either a 7-foot table or a 9-foot table.
Sure.
All right, what's your pick?
I think I'm picking 7-footer, 9-ball.
Seven foot nine.
You're gonna lose early.
No, no, because if I can just break and run, which I can do, on a 7-foot 9-ball, I think I can win 2 games at least, and if I can get one more of them, because this is it's a race to 3, right?
Yeah, so, I love,
but that's if
like
you
that.
Break.
Yeah, exactly.
If I ever get a chance to break, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love shallow thinking.
But hold on a second. If I play 8-ball, though, he's like, if we do alternate breaks, maybe I have a chance. If we do alternate breaks.
You're not doing alternate breaks. It's a race to 3.
Yeah, exactly. I know. But I have to pick a game where I can run like a 3-pack. I believe that is 9-ball on a 7-footer. I can run 3 racks in a row if I'm shooting good.
I like being so optimistic, but also at the same time, if being optimistic doesn't work, it's all ambitious.
You could also
I know.
Yeah.
Buy a partner and play Scotch doubles.
Scotch doubles? I pick Shane's partner. I pick Maddie. I pick Maddie.
Pick Maddie.
I think Maddie is Shane's partner.
That's brutal.
She knows. It's fine.
He'll
still probably beat you.
Yeah.
I know 99% of the time he's going to beat me no matter what. But if I show up.
Very bad.
If I show up and I play. If I play my best. And by the way, it's a free roll. I shouldn't have any pressure on me.
Okay, you have 0.001% chance
of
winning.
But it's a free roll for me. I'm not putting my own money up, right?
I would actually say to 0.002.
I really love the confidence you're giving me right now, Sam. Thank you.
0.002 is because, like, most of them play in a pool hall where it's very light up and stuff. But hall, it's very dark, and we have the gray felt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Nick DeLeon was playing there, and also this attacking 8-ball was there. I defeated him on 9-ball.
Yeah.
And, like, he was recording, but there's no light in there.
But he's not Shane Van Boning or Nick DeLeon.
Yes, I know, but...
He's like a 600 for
at the Delirium. Yes. You might have a chance.
At Delirium, I have a chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just say this though? You guys
are Clooney's.
You guys,
Clooney's. Let's go.
You know, like Clooney's on domination.
If you go at 6 a.m.
You guys, 6 a.m. and we've both been up all night.
It's a date.
And we've both been up all night.
Can I play a song?
Not yet.
God damn it.
Dan.
But yes, eventually, yes.
I think we might be pool hall radio now though.
Pool hall radio.
Yeah. Radio in the house.
We do
play a pool hall radio song.
I do want to do the leave a 5-star review segment tonight. I really do want to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
We got to pick a dive bar in the area.
Oh.
We're gonna pick a dive bar in the area. We're gonna leave them a 5-star Yelp review. Okay.
Okay.
Just based on what we know about them.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they need more 5-star reviews.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to support our fellow bars. You know what I mean?
Our fellow dives.
This is our community.
Can I tell you about Jay Money?
What's that?
Can I tell you?